Listen, arrive in a northern European pre-Christian scholastic tradition. Wandering in the wilderness in search of wisdom, I receive visions from southern jungles to northern forests. My battle forces ride ghost elk instead of horses. Evil sorcerers drove their herd into a lake. Their carcasses filled it, causing a plague which slaughtered my village in 9 days. I alone remain. Tenth dusk I prayed, swore vengeance, pursued relentless across land and sea. The seven who brought death to my family tree. From winter to following fall, I hunted through storm and squall, and with spear or spell I felled them all but one. For none could build a wall so tall I could not climb over it, nor so strong that I could not topple it. And no continent could raise a range of mountains so steep and frozen that I would choose to go around them as opposed to over them. And in the desolate wasteland I met holy men. They painted my face, and as a blessing a strange name was given. Grey Griffin, he who grins grimly and kills with no weapon, on a mission of vengeance, cleanses with violence, footprints to the horizon, and no live foe left behind him. And after a solemn silence, they gave me a pestle stone for preparing potion that had broken its mortar mate. It was carved and engraved with inscriptions arcane. They said, follow the riverbed of green and gray to the east for a day. There you shall find, and may you slay, the one resilient villain who remains. So I walked that way, and with the stone they gave, I crushed to a pulver his skull and brain. And seven sorcerers lay slain, their bones in the rain. Vengeance my claim! And from the frigid mist emerged the herd from the lake, walking again, though alive they could not be. And to this day the spirit elk tireless follow me. Spear branch my hollow steed has gutted and hung 100 men from the points of his antler tree. 1,000 float out the mouth of the river, dark ocean water swallows them. Today the good fisherman can safely cast his net, for Jormungand will have eaten.